I had a good life, had a hard life, but I enjoyed it. I've been very happy, you know, with the life I had. But I went to school at 7, before we started school. And then I quit at 14. And I worked to the farmers for a good while, and then I went, the first other job I had was working to Uncle Wally John, workman on a quarry, wheeling stones to the stonebreaker.
That was sore work.
That was hard work. That's where they had the stonebreaker was. It was just stones, like a quarry, you know, but it wasn't a quarry. But it was a heavy, heavy job for a 14-year-old.
Your father worked hard too all his life.
My father's a hard working man too all his life. He worked. He used to work in the main works. And then he worked, he just laboured after that. He worked a whole lot to Wally John.
And he had, he got his hand hurt, didn't
he was in the main works at this time, and he was drying cloth with big rollers, big warm rollers, you see, and they burnt you. So his hand caught in between the two rollers, and it burnt all the sinews of his hand. And they wanted to take it off in the hospital, but he wouldn't let them. And he was able to shave with a cutthroat razor, and he couldn't use his fingers, just the thumb. And I used to watch him shave, and he put the razor in there, and between the thumb and that there, and there's the way he shaved.
Well, then after that, you got another job, didn't you?
And I got this job in Morton and Sampson's in the pork store. I was in the pork business then for over 30 years.
And what was it? Had you to slaughter the pork, or was it just curing it?
No, we were just curing the pork in Morton and Simpson's. It was killed, the farmers killed it, you see.
Yes.
And then they brought it in with their horse and carts there. And we cut it up and cured it. Sent it nearly all to England. The hams went to Scotland. All the hams went to Scotland. And they, and went to England.
Times have changed terribly.
Oh,
what was school like in your day, Alec? Was it?
School was all right in them days.
What school was it?
It was the Craigs. Went to the Craigs. School up the lane on her, you know. Daisy McGowan, you didn't mind her.
No.
And an old boy, T.R. Robison, he was the master.
Yes.
He used to, if you'd have done that, and he hit you like this over the side of the head with his hand with a ring on it, you know.
Oh no.
Oh, he'd had that. That's just the way he just done that there. If you're a bad boy.
Were you a bad boy?
No, I don't think so. No. No, no.
I wouldn't think so.
No, I don't think it was. No.
You have a son in Canada.
I've been there 7 times.
Seven times.
The last time I went, Jeannie, she was dead at this time, and I went myself, and when I got off the plane in Toronto, I was making for London, for the plane for London, you see, and I was walking away up, walked as a good bit. It's a big place, the airport, and I seen this girl at a desk, and she was a white girl like myself, and I went up to her, and as I thought I was speaking good English, I asked her where I would get the plane for London and some other questions. She says, "Do you speak English?" And I was speaking, I thought, very good English.
That was your Collibatty accent.
Hi, Collibatty.
Oh, dear. Well, when you were young, did you go to dances or Kayleigh's?
We went to the dancing class in the Craigs every year. And I always went to that. But I never hardly went to dances or anything like that. Never liked dancing very well. My little boy Jim had a tear with a fiddle. He sat up on the platform and he played the fiddle for the dancers. Then they all joined into the Lancers and the sets and things like that. It was great.
They don't know the Lancers now.
No.
There was a lot of learning on those. You weren't married at that time?
Oh, no, I wasn't married. I was 23.
No.
We went to Kilgore Park. My father got hurt in the main, you see. Yes. And he got, they gave him £500 for losing all them things in his hand.
Yes.
At that time, and there's a wee farm of land down in Kilgorm Parks. And he bought that for £400, I think it was. Uh-huh. 5 acres of land in it, and uh-huh. a wee house with a slated roof. Uh-huh. And we were terrible happy there. It was a lovely home, lovely wee home. Uh-huh. And plenty of hard work. I set rigs in the fields, and set all the fields with rigs uh-huh. in the year about, you know. And put potatoes on them. They were hardly worth putting them on for all the potatoes grew on it.
I know, but still. Broke it up.
Broke it up.
Then you were married from there?
I was married to the Kilgorm Park.
Where did you go to live once you were married?
We went to a wee house at the cross, far across. Uh-huh. There's two houses, one against her, you know. Mm-hmm. The,
yeah.
One of them was thatched, the big one was thatched, but ours was slated.
Uh-huh.
And there was just the wee bottom place. There was a bit boarded off for a bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And the living room and the wee bedroom was all one, but it was closed off, you know.
Yes,
was,
I know.
And there was a wee loft on it. It was only like steps up to it, up to this wee mm-hmm. loft. Mm-hmm. And we used to hate it, but whenever we put the way into bed, that was Andy.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put a tea chest at the back, at the top of the stairs to keep him
from
we followed in these things, these steps. Because he got out of bed and he looked up, he was standing looking out of the...
Was that what they called nearly a tripper?
Ah, a tripper, that's what it was.
Isn't that what it was?
Ah, that's what it was. And you seen the wee curly head looking over the tea chest. And then Jeannie would shout, get out of bed. Oh, dear.
Then you had got to your Uncle Willie Jones quite a lot.
Oh, very much. Very much.
Cousins.
Andy and me was great friends, and uh-huh. we used to thresh at night there and up in the loft above the stables.
And
we had a hand thresher.
A hand thresher.
Uh-huh. And there was two or three, you know, it was good fun.
Uh-huh.
Thresh the corn for the
to you give. Never used the flail then,
no? Not much. My father's flail, I never liked the flail. I never could do it very well.
No, there's a neck in it.
Aye, but when we were down the wee farm, my father had a flail, and we sowed corn and all, and he flailed it.
Mm-hmm.
He was right and good at it.
Father was a very hard worker.
He was a hard working wee man. Mm-hmm. He was indeed. Uh-huh.